The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you check out SeanGreenShow.com. All the cool stuff is at SeanGreenShow.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. It's Sean Green Show Media. And on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. I want to give a special thanks to Keenan Lonsdale that just joined us here on the Sean Green Show. Make sure you check him out. He's at the C2E2 Expo Table 13. Make sure you guys check that out. Pretty cool show today, and we're going to keep moving. We got Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. He joins me right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. Just a bunch of stuff to talk to you about because, you know, I follow you on Twitter, and one of the cool things about following you on Twitter is your many adventures that you have, you know, outside of your job. And one of the cool things that I saw you doing was that you were at the South by Southwest event, and you had, like some really cool video and all kind of stuff that, just going around at South by Southwest. And so for somebody like me that's never been to South by Southwest, I was always curious about what goes on there. Is it just like a concert type deal? Is it concert and movies, or is it just movies? And what type of people actually go to South by Southwest? So I figure I'd talk to you about that, about this year's South by Southwest. And what did you see out there, and what did you like and what you didn't like about it?
Yeah, well, it's three separate components to it. There's a music, a film, and an interactive. The interactive and the film run alongside of each other, and then as they begin to slow down, the music portion kicks up. But, you know, there's music, there's live bands throughout the entire festival. There's always live music being played. When the music portion of the festival starts, it gets a little wilder, and there's, like, live, like, in every square inch of the city, there's some kind of musician or band playing. In addition to the official bands that play South by Southwest. But, yeah, I'm down there mainly for the films, and I saw a bunch of films this year, and it's wild. You know, the venues are a little bit more spread out, and there's a lot of, you know, a little bit of partying going on down there in different respects, and there's panels to attend. So I don't get to see as many films as, like, I would see at, like, Sundance, but the films I did see were definitely worth talking about, and there's some interesting little gems in there, and some of them, a lot of them, are actually coming out in the next couple of months.
Really?
It's cool for people, yeah, who are interested.
Wow. Now, as far as movies are concerned, you know, how does one get their movies out to South by Southwest, you know, like for that's the independent filmmaker that wants to get their movie out there? Is there a certain criteria that it has to meet, or is it, you know, do you have to be backed by some big movie company?
No, yeah, I mean, anybody could submit a movie. You know, if you go to their website, they have all their requirements on what, you know, what you need to have. But, yeah, you submit a movie by a certain deadline, and, you know, you hopefully get in. I think that some of them are studio movies, so some they'll play some bigger movies. Like this year they played Richard Linklater's Everybody Wants Some, which comes out next month. They played. They did a work in progress screening too, actually, of Key and Peele's Keanu, which comes out next month, and also a film called Sausage Party, which comes out in August. So they do screen some movies that are from studios that are coming out, and then a lot of other ones are just submitted by people, you know, indie up-and-coming filmmakers.
Right. We're going to get into Sausage Party in 1 second here, but I definitely have to ask you about Hardcore Henry, because it just started running the trailer spots for this about a week ago, and I will tell you, as a avid player of Call of Duty, I'm actually interested in it, but at the same time, I feel like it's going to give me vertigo. So, you know, with Hardcore Henry, when you watch that, I mean, how crazy is this movie?
You know, it's pretty crazy. I think you have to envision like a game like Call of Duty. But if imagine Call of Duty, this first-person shoot-'em-up game, was an entire movie. And it's really the first film to attempt this kind of style. And it's jarring, you know. It's not easy to watch, especially if you're just kind of expecting a normal movie. It's a very different action movie. The story is okay. It's not very... It's not anything to write home about. The stunts are pretty cool. There are some cool moments. You know, there's a moment where he's like falls out of like a plane, and he, you know, he's falling to the ground. So there are some really interesting moments. I talked to the guys who made it, and I thought it was really interesting because, you know, the lead character is essentially a stuntman and a cinematographer. You know, he's not really an actor, and everybody's kind of playing off of him because it's all in a first person POV. So, you know, it's definitely an experiment, and if you like kind of experimental cinema, if you're a gamer who sort of plays a lot of first-person shoot 'em up games, I think it's definitely something that you might want to check out. I think they're also going to release a video game component to the movie, which makes complete sense because it plays like a video game. But yeah, you know, I mean, not the greatest action movie that I saw, you know, kind of a mediocre action movie, but it's worth seeing if you like seeing films that take risks when it comes to the way that they're told visually.
Okay, great. Now, on to Sausage Party. Now, I will say that I didn't even look at the rating, but when I hear that phrase, I think of bad things. And then at the same time, when I watched the trailer for this, it looks like a kiddie movie. So is it a kiddie movie? Is it something just for us adults? What type of movie is this? And is it good?
It's definitely not a kid's movie. That is for sure. Like, no parent in their right mind should take their little kid to see this movie. It is animated. It's R-rated. It's from Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, who did This Is the End and The Interview and Superbad. And basically, it's about a bunch of it takes place in a supermarket. It's about a bunch of the food in the supermarket. They're all characters. So if you imagine, like, a deranged mashup of Toy Story and The Lego Movie, it's kind of like that. It's about a sausage that gets loose from his package and goes on an adventure through the supermarket to find his way back to his packaging. And there's a lot of really kind of over-the-top sexual references and some scenes that really take it to another level in terms of animated movies. I would say it's probably the craziest animated movie, at least in wide release since South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. And I think they even kind of kick it up another notch from that film. So, yeah, I mean, I laughed and laughed. I never saw an audience. There's one scene towards the end of this movie that I won't ruin that I had never seen an audience lose it like they did. you know, it was pretty crazy. So, you know, my best advice for you is if you like your comedies a little dirty, a little risky, then get a couple of friends, you know, go see it. It's definitely going to be a divisive film. The comedy is not for everyone because it's really, really dirty. But I think it'll definitely have its fans.
Oh, I'm totally sold. I like my comedies filthy. I like the dirt just dripping off of it, man.
Okay, you'll like this one. I can't wait for you to see it. We talk about this one.
All right, cool. Now, all right, one of the articles that you have on movies.com and I found kind of interesting is the whole Star Wars Force Awakens and about the sound editor using the kitty cat. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, I you know, at South by Southwest, they screened a behind-the-scenes documentary that's called The Secret of the Force Awakens, something like that. And it's going to be on the Blu-ray for Star Wars The Force Awakens. It's a little over an hour long. And it's a really great documentary. They kind of, you know, show you the behind the scenes, how they made the movie, you know, all the big moments from the movie, what was happening behind the camera. So it's really cool. So I talked to the Oscar-nominated sound supervisor and visual effects supervisor for the movie. And one of the stories that the sound guy told me was that in one of the most intense scenes of the film, when Kylo Ren has taken Rey hostage and he's kind of using his dark force powers on her to get her to give him information, well, his, you know, they didn't have the John Williams music, and they needed to sort of convey the sound of his force powers, and then also her fighting back against it. And they were looking for all these different kinds of sounds, and they wound up using one of the guy's kitty cats named Porkchop purring to make Kylo Ren more intimidating. So I thought that was a very amusing story.
Yeah.
I have some more from these guys that I'm going to run in the next couple of weeks leading up to the release of the Blu-ray. I think Star Wars Force Awakens will be on digital HD April 1st, and then it's going to hit DVD Blu-ray on April 5th. The behind-the-scenes documentary, however, is only available on Blu-ray.
All right, we're talking with Eric Davis from Fandango.com. Also, what movies do we got coming out this week? Another week of movies, so what do we have to look forward to?
We have the Divergent series, Allegiant. This is the third Divergent movie, if you're playing along at home, the three of four. And, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of these Divergent movies, but they have a lot of fans. A lot of people ask me about these films. And, you know, I do think they're a little, not as good as The Hunger Games, but they do have their action. And then this one kind of picks up where we left off in Insurgent, which was the last one. And these kids kind of get out from where they spent the last two films, and now they're out in the world, and they're exploring sort of what happened to their world. And, you know, new things are revealed, and so this one's going to sort of build up now into the final one, I think, called Ascendant, which comes out next year. So, Transcendent 4, they're back, and you can see it in IMAX starting tonight.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's starting to run out of words for that film. But
I know, right? Divergent, Insurgent, Allegiant, Ascendant.
Yeah.
Thank God they stopped it. They can put in some more words.
Yeah. So what else do we have? Is that it for this week?
There's also a religiously themed movie called Miracles from Heaven that's inspired by a true story of this girl who had a debilitating disease, had a near-death experience, and woke up cured from the disease. And Jennifer Garner stars as her mom. And, you know, people really sort of take to these kinds of religious movies. You know, the movie Risen that came out, not as much. The Young Messiah, not as much. But these real stories, these real kind of miracle stories that happen to people, I think audiences really find them sort of uplifting and inspiring, and they seem to attract big audiences. And the film itself is executed well. It's got a nice 65% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty good. And so audiences are liking it. And I think if you're looking for something that kind of is going to give you a little bit of an uplift this weekend, and you need it, you need something positive, then I think that you'll find that in Miracles from Heaven.
All right, cool. And there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you check out Fandango.com. Pre-order all your tickets on Fandango.com. Also, on Fandango.com, there's a cool DC comic character matchup if you want to check that out on Fandango.com. And for all the articles that we talked about on Movies.com, make sure you check out Movies.com. They're all there. It's cool, cool articles there on Movies.com. Eric, if you want to follow him on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Eric Davis. It's E-R-I-K Davis. If you want to check him out on Twitter, he's on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. We're all on Twitter. Check it out. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
And we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.